Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Hey, welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure when we have guests come back on and tell us what they're up to. This next guest is a friend of mine. I'd like to call him a friend. He's an associate through a group called BEI. We both are very strong advocates of exit planning, and he's created some interesting tools and techniques for you business owners out there. So pay attention. His name is John Deaney, and he's with a company called the Exit Map out of San Antonio, Texas. John, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure. John, I know that we've talked in the past about your devotion to helping business owners find their way from a frightened, confused business owner wondering, what the heck, how do I get out of this thing, this thing that's got me working so hard, and turn it into a lifestyle so that I can enjoy myself. But tell us a little bit about what brought you to creating the Exit Map, a little bit about your background.
Sure. Well, as you know, Bill, I come from business ownership. I'm not, although I have a couple of degrees, I was never a CPA or an attorney or a financial planner. I owned and operated a manufacturing company, a distribution company, began consulting and coaching owners about 20 years ago, and saw a lot of these issues that you talk about every single day. And I was laughing, I was smiling here when you said, you know, the owners that are afraid and confused. Those don't worry me half as much as the ones that think they have it all figured out and don't. You know,
right.
they're even more frightening, you know. So, you know, when I joined BEI and I had started doing exit planning and didn't even know that's what it was. I had started working with owners to help them prepare. And about, I guess, 7 or 8 years ago now, I came across BEI and said, oh my goodness, somebody actually has a process for doing this. And I started, you know, I certified with BEI, and I started working with owners. But the reason for the exit map, which was your initial question, was not enough people focus on the operations. Yes, it's tax planning. Yes, it's financial planning. It's retirement planning. But the money has to come from somewhere, and the money comes from the company. And if the company's not ready to sell, all the tax planning in the world isn't going to help. So the exit map is a tool that gets the advisors and the owners to look at a broader picture of what's involved. It asks more questions about management, sales trends, revenue trends, the types of things that are going to determine what kind of multiple you get, whether you sell to a third party or internally, and how much you're going to be able to walk away with.
And why do you think it is, John, that so many business owners don't get that? They don't understand that the business is going to be the source of the capital for repayment ultimately, one way or the other. So many people I talk to, they just don't seem to get it. Why do you think that is?
And as you know, you've seen some of my presentations on the boomers, and my book on beating the boomer bust. For a whole ton of reasons, which we don't have a couple hours to go into, boomer owners identify unusually strongly with their businesses. There is a psychological barrier to thinking about life without the business, because the business has become their identity. And what they don't realize is for the generations before and after them, that was not the case. The business was the business. It wasn't me. But boomers do have a high correlation between who I am as a person and what I do. And so that's one of the reasons they put it off. The other one is, I think, a general expectation that if I worked hard at this for 25 or 30 years and built it up to where it's providing me with a very comfortable living, then of course it's going to fund my retirement. And it may not be that easy, that slam dunk. It may not. I mean, we're working with an owner right now, has purchased a lot of real estate, has built the company very nicely, has a bunch of employees. And, you know, we started out, and he said, well, I feel very comfortable that, this, you know, we'll be fine. We'll be just terrific. And as I do, and you do as well, I had him go to a certified financial planner and get his retirement projections drawn up. And the planner came back and said, well, yeah, you can retire at 65, but you're going to be penniless by the time you're 74. And that's not good news. Also gives us as exit planners a bit of a challenge.
Was that assumption, John, based on the projected current sale value of the business after taxes?
No, we did it without the business.
Okay.
But he didn't think he needed proceeds from the business. He's now finding out that how much he sells his business for is going to be the critical factor in a comfortable retirement, where he thought it would be a non-issue. Sometimes it's ignorance. Sometimes it's a psychological fear of dealing with the issue. And as I said earlier, sometimes it's overconfidence. It's just this inherent belief that I've got a good company, ergo, someone must pay me enough for it.
Right. So what you did was you went out and you created a 15-minute online tool for business owners and their advisors so they could more effectively discuss their preparedness for exit. Tell us a little bit about how the exit map process works.
Well, we had a couple criteria when we set out for this, and the issue I've seen is that too many of the, let's call them entry products, you know, for a client to engage in initially, are long and detailed. And let's face it, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm not ashamed to say it. I chase squirrels. I have ADD and a short attention span. And asking a business owner to sit down and complete a 3-hour questionnaire is not the road to success. So it needed to be online. It needed to be accessible and mobile. It needed to be short. And I've got some background and expertise in questionnaires. I really don't like the ones that say, I have enough money. My company will sell for enough money to fund my retirement. And they have no, probably, I think so, and definitely. Well, just because you check definitely doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So we made it multiple choice, but with very objective, concrete answers. I know that my company will provide for me in retirement because I've had an appraisal done, I've had a retirement projection done, and if you haven't had those things done, you really don't know. So it's 15 minutes of checking the box, and then each question has 5 weighting factors that we do in the background. It's a pretty complex algorithm. We may have gone a little bit down the rabbit hole on that. So each report is unique. There are 20 questions. There are 5 possible responses to each of those. And there are 100 different answer sets for each of those responses. So every report that comes out is for you and your company, and you will see the references to exactly what you answered in every report.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm looking at one of your reports, and it talks about, first of all, it gives, as a business owner, you're looking at this and saying, okay, well, first it tells me overall am I prepared, and then it breaks down into financial preparedness, my planning preparedness, my revenue and profit preparedness, operations. Each one of these is on one page, which again, as you say, most business owners just love that. There's not pages and pages of difficult reading here.
It's a very attractive analysis. They are pretty colors.
there are graphs with just a couple paragraphs in between each of the graphs. And again, the concept of this is to really let's turn myths into facts, right? And then we can really focus on those areas that you need to focus on. Most business owners are so busy trying to, you know, just keep their business going and get it ready for whatever. They don't have time to spend a ton of time on this stuff. But this helps them get on the right track, John. And what happens when a business owner completes this? And what happens? Does their advisor get a copy as well, and do they review it together, or what's the process?
The one you're referring to is 12 pages long, the assessment, and that goes to both the advisor that asked them to take it and the business owner. And then it gives the opportunity, the owner the opportunity to look it over and say whether or not there's anything that he's particularly concerned about. I mean, if he scores really well and he feels he has a long runway to his exit, he says, okay, well, there's nothing we have to worry about now. Maybe his CPA told him to take it. He says, well, you know, we can talk about it next year. If he sees some things in there that would benefit from planning, and most people do, because most businesses would benefit from planning in some area, then he talks to the advisor and he says, let's get together. The report, the assessment is always free to the business owner. The advisor, if he wants to debrief the business owner and go into depth, has the ability to buy a set, 2 40-page reports, one for him and one for the slightly different, and one for the client, where it goes into a full page of narrative on every single response the client gave, why it's important, what kind of things he should be thinking about, how urgent it is to start on this, how difficult it will be to change it, and really gives them some details so they can do some serious planning around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. And then it also spells out, as you said, now that you know all this information, it'll be much easier for your advisor to work with you to help you prioritize those that you need to work on. Because as we all know, this concept of preparing your business for sale or transfer isn't just you just need to do these two things and you'll be all set. In most cases, there are multiple tasks that need to be taken on over a period of time. You've told us the basics of when an advisor and owner review the map, what happens, who pays for it. Why do you think that business owners need this particular assessment, John, with your perspectives here?
Well, it's because of the operational aspects of it, I think, Bill. Most of the other assessments I've seen, the shorter ones, the ones that can be done in a reasonable amount of time, no aspersions on the insurance industry, but most of them have come out of the life insurance industry. And they're all life insurance type questions. You know, are you sure that your family will be secure? And then the operational ones, and there's a number of them. I know you're a practitioner of Value Builder, John Warlow's system. I know John well. There's Mouse and some of the others. And one, I won't say which one, and it's not the one you work with, says, we will take this assessment because it will bring you through 16 critical areas of your company and 147 key performance indicators. I mean, you lost about 75% of your business owners right there.
Right, exactly.
You know, you just can't do that much. You've got to give them an idea of operations. My sales have been steady for the last 5 years. Well, that might not be as good as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Depends upon who you're hoping to sell to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your employees
may
love the fact that you've had steady sales. I can tell you a private equity group has no interest in steady sales.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the kind of information that comes out of it.
Yeah. So this is something that, again, if you're focusing on your future and when, you know, what you think you might want to do, whether it's going to be accomplished or not by where you are and what you're doing. The exit map assessment and analysis is an outstanding tool to get the information out in the open so you and your advisors can work on the appropriate things. John, if people don't have an advisor, can they come and just take the test online on their own at your website?
Yes, absolutely. They can go to – actually, we have a new site set up, and you've got it there, Bill, for owners that has a lot of other stuff. It has, like, what do people look for in due diligence and some of the BEI white papers that you and I both use. And that's at yourexitmap.com.
Got it. Okay, so your, Y-O-U-R, exitmap.com. And business owners, you can check that out. How long, you said, I think we said earlier, it takes... This is not going to take you all day long to do. This is going to take about, what, 15, 20 minutes?
15 minutes. It's 20 questions, multiple choice. It's actually 22 questions. We ask questions about your timing on the front end because that affects a lot of the scoring of the difficulty and urgency of the other questions. But the actual questions about your business, there are 20 questions. We don't ask for a confidential financial information. We don't ask for anything that you wouldn't tell the guy sitting next to you on the airplane. They're just broad questions about where your company is and what's going on with it, and a little bit about where you are and you know what your plans are.
Well, John, it's a fantastic assessment that you've put together here, and I know it's going to help a lot of our listeners. So, again, if you're listening to this, go to www.yourexitmap.com and check out the assessment. Should advisors get in touch with you if they want to learn how they can get involved with this, John?
They can. I think I'm certain at the end of it we have a checkbox if you want somebody to get in touch with you, but you don't have to. You can just use it for yourself too.
Okay, so for owners, go to www.yourexitmap.com. For advisors, take a free test drive at www.exitmap.com. And, John, what's next for the Exit Map? I know you never sit still very long. What else are you working on?
Well, I mentioned earlier I have an e-book out called Beating the Boomer Bust.
Yes.
I just did a rewrite, and I'm having it illustrated now, and it's about three times as long as it was, and we hope to have that out in the first quarter of next year. So that's the project of the moment.
And if you are a business owner-oriented group or organizer of a business owner-oriented group, John Deeney is an excellent speaker. He will keep your audience on the edge of their seats as they learn about a lot of the trends facing that have come about because of baby boomer business owners and information they need to know. So get in touch with John, and they can reach you. Can I give out your why don't you tell us what's the best phone number
for
them to call?
Sure, sure. My speaker author general ne'er-do-well site is John F. Deeney, DINI.com.
John F. Deeney, DINI.com. Well, John, thanks so much for joining us. It's always fascinating to hear what's going on in that mind of yours, and you're helping business owners. And, again, as I said, I've looked at and taken the assessment myself to see what it looks like, and I'm very, very impressed with it. I think it's going to do very well. So I wish you continued
success.
Well, thank you,
Bill. Thank you very much.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
Hey everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach from Exit Coach Radio here on AM 830. You know, one of the biggest questions I get from the show is what exactly goes into a business exit plan and when should I start creating mine? I always tell people the best time to start was 5 years ago, but the next best time is now because you never know when you might need it. So we put together a free report that describes what an exit plan is and what you should know, and you can get it free by texting exit plan with no spaces to 44222. Do it right now. Text exit plan to 44222.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio. For Exit Coach Radio, I'm Spike Reel.